USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 19-year-old suspect now in custody for a weekend attack in a San Diego area synagogue that left one woman dead and three people injured. This man was a witness.
All I cared about is finding my kids. I was on the floor crawling to go through the exit because you go through the exit and then there's another entrance to go to where the kids were. So I wanted to go through the exit and run towards my kids.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says key members of the Trump administration are pushing the U.S. into conflict with Iran. Zarif telling Fox News Sunday that key members, including National Security Advisor John Bolton and leaders of Israel and Saudi Arabia, are creating problems between the U.S. and Iran. Zarif says he doesn't think President Trump wants conflict with Iran. Joe Biden's holding his first big campaign rally with union members in Pittsburgh today. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A good news story is five men who were trapped in a cave in southwestern Virginia have been rescued. State officials say it was a touch-and-go search-and-rescue operation.
Temperatures underground in a cave are in the mid-50s, and that doesn't sound too bad. It actually sounds pretty good on a nice warm day. However, when you stop moving and you're unable to get up and move around or you run out of energy, that can cause a lot of problems with hypothermia.
That state emergency management spokesman Billy Crimes, the men became trapped on Saturday night when rain caused the ground inside that cave they were exploring to become slippery. Tennessee authorities now confirming another death in a series of murders over the weekend. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says a man with a history of violence killed seven people, including a 12-year-old girl. Officers arrested the 25-year-old suspect after a brief manhunt. The NCAA Women's Basketball Championship team is to visit the White House later today, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler with a warning for Attorney General Bill Barr over Barr's demands about how a committee hearing will be run. The New York Congressman Nadler telling CNN that as a witness, Barr is, quote, not going to tell the committee how to conduct its hearing, period. Barr threatened to skip a House hearing on Thursday if the committee does not change the format. Barr is objecting to Nadler's proposal to add a second round of questioning, as well as a closed-door session. The hearings to cover the recently released Mueller report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. A commander at Guantanamo Bay is being relieved of duty, a Department of Defense press release saying that U.S. Navy Rear Admiral John Ring has been replaced due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. He was commander at Joint Task Force and is being replaced with a designated acting commander, U.S. Army Brigadier General John Hussey. A press release says the change in leadership will not interrupt operations at the military prison. A spokeswoman for the Southern Command also says that she can confirm the decision to remove Ring had nothing to do with a recent media visit, and she said it was a product of an investigation that began back in March of this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.